Men, women, we study the word to show ourselves approved unto the head elder. No. Head deacon, head bishop, head pope. Nope! Show ourselves approved unto whom? God. As workmen who need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing that word of truth. It's good law. Man, what a record. And how I praise God tonight. Where the word of God says, Paul said it, I judge not my own self. You know what a day that is when you get to that place that you no longer sit in judgment on yourself, no longer in condemnation over yourself? If I'm not even going to judge myself, what right do you have to judge me? If you don't judge yourself, what right, sir, have I to judge you? None whatsoever. You know why? Because God's going to judge the both of us. And I think we ought to let the judgment up to God. He's a lot smarter than you and I anyways. And I want to tell you, he's a lot more loving and just and compassionate. Oh, people, you turn me on, or the word does. I don't know which. Make much difference. I'm turned on. I'll never forget the night of Rock of Ages. Was it 72? When my heart burned with the greatness of John 9, the man who was born blind and got delivered by Jesus Christ, and he didn't even know who Jesus Christ was. Lord, I'd have never delivered him unless he'd have said, "We're will, thank you." Praise God, I'm not God or Jesus Christ. And they excommunicated him out of the fellowship, remember? He couldn't even buy bread in town. They closed everything off. Had nowhere to go, nobody to love him. And sir, there's the record in John where it says, and Jesus went and found him. That's our Savior. The world may laugh at us. The world may turn against us. People may say this and say that. Jesus Christ is always voting for you. He's always looking at you. He's always tenderly loving you, drawing you to himself. He found him. Ladies and gentlemen, what a day it was when he found us, wasn't it? We didn't find him. We were so lost we couldn't find nothing. Dead in our trespasses and sins, without God and without hope. And sir, if you're dead, how much you looking for? But he came. For all we like sheep had gone astray. And what's the matter with the sheep that's astray? It's lost. That's all. God, in his infinite mercy and grace, stooped down and opened all the heavens and all the portals of the greatness of his goodness to bring us to this day and hour in our lives where you and I can stand, throw our shoulders back, our heads up, and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Where the whole world, you know, the whole thing, the whole ocean, everything else, filled. It'd be so small compared to the love of God. Could we with ink the oceans fill? And were the skies of parchment made? Was every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade to write the love of God above, would drain the oceans dry. Nor could the scroll contain the whole though stretched from sky to sky. Oh, love of God! That's the old hymn. What a hymn. Someday I'm going to get Joyful Noise sing it just so I get blessed good. And you... My Jesus, I love thee. I know. Not a doubt about it, sir. I know in whom I have believed and am persuaded. My Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. For thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art thou. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. One day I too reached out and just touched that hem and was made whole. One day you reached out and you touched that hem and you were made whole. My Jesus, I love thee, don't you? Ladies and gentlemen, what a privilege it is to serve God. How grateful I am tonight for your love. How grateful I am for God's love to all of us. And may we just stand approved before Him, rightly dividing His word. And may we so walk that once again the world has the privilege of seeing the Christ in you. Otherwise, He'd have never crucified the Lord Jesus Christ. For when Jesus Christ, sir, was here upon earth, He could only be one place at one time. How many places can He be tonight? Every place where there is a knowledgeable, born-again believer. For it's Christ in you. Christ in you, that's two. Christ in you is three. Christ in you is four. Christ in you is five. Christ in you is whatever the number of people we have here tonight born again of God's Spirit. Every place you walk and talk, it's Christ in you when you hold forth His word. He'd have never crucified Him, sir, had He known that it'd be Christ in you. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what the word Christian is supposed to mean. Christ in is Christian. Ladies and gentlemen, you and I are Christians. Let's let the world again see the Christ in you, the hope of glory. Just reach out, touch the hem of His garment. Heavenly Father, how I thank You for the privilege and the wonderful joy I have in my heart tonight with great thanksgiving that You've allowed me to be here in California with these people from these different states these days. And especially tonight to share Your word and to open up my heart to the people, Father, as You opened up the heart of Your wonderful Son who died for me that I might live. And Father, may this word which I have taught so inadequately live so dynamically in Your people. Perform great miracles in their lives that they just reach out, touch the hem, and they see the greatness far beyond my ability to make it clear to them. For surely, Father, I love You, and I thank You for this wonderful night in this, the first heartbeat festival in our nation, through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.